Tech of Sports, Alex Huggin from Acing Autism, and talking about tennis with the stars. This week on the Tech of Sports, Alex Huggin. Just want to let you know that Modern Life Network has mobile apps where you can receive all the content, all preloaded, ready to go. Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, other episodes on other platforms. Check out modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and the Tech of Sports is, of course, a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Joined this week by Alex Huggin, a photographer and also the marketing director for Acing Autism, doing great work in the world of tennis and with kids on the autism spectrum. I'm going to have all the information in the show notes, but Alex is a great interview, a great spokesperson, a lot of information here in the show, and about a great organization in Acing Autism. And as a bonus, we talk a little about his photography and about Tennis with the Stars as well. So Alex Huggin doing great work, Cliff Drysdale Tennis, and then it all benefited that. Exciting stuff for you guys. And for people that aren't aware of what Acing Autism is, just give a quick overview of what you guys are doing.
So Acing Autism is a non-profit organization that teaches tennis to children on the autism spectrum. We have about 45 locations in 20 states, and we're actually growing the organization currently at the moment. So we're adding another 15 programs this year. We run a series of one-hour classes teaching tennis to kids with autism.
So is it kind of an introduction to the sport for a lot of kids, or kind of what is that hour clinic or the hour kind of do to the kids, hopefully inspires them to?
So absolutely, yes, Rick. So for example, within that hour, we have a curriculum of various tennis drills, from basic warm-ups to hand-eye coordination drills to volleys at the nets. We do a general sort of game at the end and then a cheer. And each part of the curriculum develops the child in different ways. For example, picking up a ball and putting it on a tee stand can develop the child's gross motor skills, or develop the child's hand-eye coordination. So what we found is that tennis especially, and the drills within tennis, hugely help a child and help develop a child from fitness, gross motor skills, hand-eye coordination, and also most importantly, socialization. A lot of these kids on the spectrum, don't actually take part in sport. So it is an introduction to them. But also I think once they've started with Acing Autism, parents and families really see the improvements with these kids. And then, now we've had kids that have been with us for 3 years that are playing on the high school tennis team and the university tennis team, which is wonderful. So, we're really grateful. We're really proud to deliver what we do.
But it really takes you guys partnering with a facility of some sort that enables you to find out about the kids, have access to the kids, and then also the tennis court. So it's really everybody working together.
Yeah, I mean, that's the wonderful thing about, we couldn't do this without our partners. And, what we found is that if we go into a tennis club or a school, we've got the facilities and we've got the volunteer groups there. We've got various different models from schools, universities, clubs, country clubs that we work with. But essentially, it's volunteers coming together in their local communities, helping children with autism. And, that's what we facilitate, which is wonderful.
When the kids get out there on the court, who's more excited, the kids or the parents? Well, a lot of times.
Both. So, I mean, the parents, the best thing about the parents is that they say to me, Alex, I didn't know my child was capable of doing that. And, when we hear comments like that, it's heartwarming. So,
and the tennis is all the initiatives, and all sports are growing the sports and getting kids off the couch and out of the video games and whatever. So this is, you're serving actually quite a few purposes,
I think a lot of the in the autism community and the special needs community, I think a lot of parents struggle, and it's a lot, it's quite easy to put them in front of a computer and keep them quiet and keep them happy. Whereas, like you identify, we're completely opposite. We want to get them out. We want to get them active. We want to get them engaged with other kids, other parents, engaged in the local community. And like you said, collectively, there's a group of us that come together and deliver this. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
And like you said, big growth, more than outside of Southern California.
Absolutely.
Everyone's real receptive of it, and it's just great to spread the word across country. And you couldn't do it without great partners.
Yeah, we're really lucky to partner with Cliff Drysdale, Tennis Channel, and also Head, the equipment supplier. Probably bar three big partners that help deliver our mission, essentially. And we're very lucky to be at Tennis with the Stars now as the benefactor due to our great relationship with Cliff Drysdale. Cliff Drysdale management have helped grow the organization. We're going to add another 15 programs this year. Cliff Drysdale Management are crucial to help us deliver that as well.
And just off the subject for 1 second, outside of Acing Autism, you're a very talented, successful photographer. And what kind of makes a great photographer, whether it's shooting bands or sports or what's kind of, I know it's your passion, what makes a great photographer?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I think that, I mean, that's so lovely. It's such a lovely compliment. Thank you so much. I think you follow your eye more than anything, and it sounds sort of obvious, but I think that sometimes a good, you know, what makes a good photographer is you have to have the right access, and you have to have the sort of the right credentials in place to get that access. But ultimately, I think it's down to the eye. I don't think it's down to what equipment you use anymore, because I think all equipment now is digital. It's pretty good. But I do think it's just, you know, what you see. And if what you see can be slightly different to the conventional person, and you see a photograph before you've taken the picture, you know, that's the trick, really. I try and get the shot in my head before I've actually taken the picture. But I'm still learning massively.
Well, we all are. So, in sports, technology's really changed all sports, because what they say, it's made kind of the average athlete a better player, and it's made the good player a great player. Is it kind of the same in photography? The equipment's changed so much. Has it made people that were maybe back in the day weren't going to be great photographers? Has that brought them up to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has, Rick, because I think, you know, the most popular camera is the iPhone camera. So
it's a good little camera.
It's a great camera, and so everyone is a photographer now, which I think is a great thing, because I think a picture is so subjective, you know, and I think for us all, whether we're taking a photograph on our iPhone camera or our telephone camera, or we're taking it professionally, it's capturing a moment in time and it's creating those memories. And I think that's what, you know, all of us share is, you know, wanting to create a bank of magical memories. So, and that's what I think photography facilitates.
And we have that camera with us at all times.
Exactly.
But not only the camera, but it's also been now spawned sites like Instagram and Facebook, where we have now platforms to share the pictures rather than, you know, taking them to a place, to getting them developed, waiting for them. It's the whole thing has changed, and it's really encouraged people to, I think, to share their lives more, and to you know, not brag or about what they're doing, but it just kind of it kind of defines you a little bit.
I think the really good thing about the way social media has developed, certainly in the last 10 years, is that it is, for example, social. I mean, there's an immediacy of life now that there wasn't essentially 10 years ago. But what I like is it's people in the entertainment industry and sports industries, it's given them a voice directly to speak to their fans and their audience. And I think that is what we've never had before. So, for example, what Twitter gives is the, you know, the people on Twitter, for rightly or wrongly so.
Even the president of the United States.
Exactly, rightly or wrongly so. You can actually respond to your direct fan base, which is a really good thing, without, you know, without filters. You know, and I think what Mark Zuckerberg's done with Facebook is fantastic. And then the foundation that they've got and what they're doing in education. So I think it's all circles. I think, you know, what we gain in losing some privacy in our life by living within these social media bubbles, you know, that we're actually putting back into education and the developing world. So, you know, I think it's the future. Twitter's now the biggest news wire in the world.
It's replaced AP and UPI. I enjoy following all the adventure and looking at your pictures.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thanks for
no worries, and thank you very much for the chat. Much appreciated.
Great. And a great show. Thanks to Alex Huggin for coming on. Great work by Alex. And he's going to continue doing all the great work there with Acing Autism. ModernLifePodcastNetwork.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs. Amazon, a great partner and affiliate here at the studio. No extra cost to you. Go there for all your shopping this spring, summer, and fall. ModernLifePodcastNetwork.com/Amazon. So great to have Alex on. More great shows coming up. Just want to let you know Modern Life Podcast Network has other shows on the website at ModernLifePodcastNetwork.com. And thanks for listening to the Tech of Sports this week, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.